It's easy to f*** up on AWS, especially when you're managing your cloud environment on your own. Mission Cloud unf*cks your apps and servers. Whatever you need in AWS, they can do it. Head to missioncloud.com for the AWS expertise you need. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Conference season's here once again. This past week was KubeCon EU out in Amsterdam, and this week is RSA in San Francisco. Not last week, because I suck at reading calendars. If you're around tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, at 6 p.m., I'll be at the ramp in San Francisco, so let me buy you a drink. What AWS get up to? Announcing Dev Environment Dashboard for Amazon Code Catalyst Preview. And oh, hell yes, because context switching and getting my environment provisioned are two of the most obnoxious repetitive tasks. This preview gives a glimpse of a better future. DynamoDB now supports up to 50 concurrent table restores, but how much screwing up are you doing that you need this many simultaneous restores from backup going on, unless you're trying to figure out when something broke via binary search? EC2 supports Ubuntu Pro operating system in a subscription-included model. And this is super exciting news for anyone still operating their cloud environment in 2012. So this is a big deal for you, GovCloud customers. EFS now supports up to 10 gigabits per second of throughput. EFS was terrible when it launched. At least, that was my take on it. Then it got better. And better. And better. And now it's one of my absolute favorite services that AWS offers. Surprising no one at this point, it just got even better once again. Increased visibility of your carbon emissions data with AWS Customer Carbon Footprint Tool. The weak and hidden carbon footprint tool just got marginally more utility as long as your love language is CSV files. Excel does not play nicely with these, as just like socially awkward men on the internet, it inappropriately assumes that everything is a date. Python 3.10 runtime now available in AWS Lambda. So soon, 18 months after 3.10 was released, this comes out, so side bets on when we're going to see 3.11, anyone? Tailscale SSH is a new and arguably better way to SSH. Once you've enabled Tailscale SSH on your server and user devices, Tailscale takes care of the rest, so you don't need to manage, rotate, or distribute new SSH keys every time someone on your team leaves. Pretty cool, right? Tailscale gives each device in your network a node key to connect to your VPN, then uses that same key for SSH authorization and encryption. So basically, you're SSHing the same way you're already managing your network. So what's the benefit? Well, built-in key rotation, the ability to manage permissions as code, connectivity between any two devices, and reduced latency. You can even ask users to re-authenticate SSH connections for that extra bit of security to keep the compliance folks happy. Try Tailscale now. It's free forever for personal use. Understanding techniques to reduce AWS Lambda costs in serverless applications. And because this appears in the compute blog instead of the cloud financial management blog, the tips are architectural and sensible rather than buy some savings plans and switch everything to Graviton. I've done these myself in various scenarios. Use DynamoDB global tables in DynamoDB shell, and I'd forgotten that DynamoDB shell was a thing that existed. But remember to create all of your tables as global tables. There's no downside to it, but if you want to expand a table to multiple regions later, this way doesn't require you to reprovision the table and repopulate it from a backup. And finally, Code Catalyst has gone GA. That's right, because that's one of the best things to come out of AWS recently. Its free tier isn't going to start charging you by surprise because it's actually free. It works tied to your builder ID, and it's the first viable approach that I've seen to get the new builder up and running quickly that doesn't require customers to be falling all over themselves transitioning between different AWS services. Nice work to the team. I like this service quite a bit. There is so much more to come. Please stick around.